Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Tyler, what's your question, man? What's up, Tyler?
So something in just going through the products, and I don't remember where, but just kind of listening to you when you were talking with the women on the phone, a lot of the time the women were just doing a lot of the talking almost. It was almost like you were just sort of leading them into the process and then going with whatever they were saying. And I just wanted to comment on that because that was a huge insight for me.
Right. You want me to tell you why that was like that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because it's just like the woman that you're dealing with right now, okay? What guys don't understand, when a woman is, the key word, intrigued, wild, or she sees something that she is not used to, they want to peel the layers back because they're always, the women are always what I call layered. They always like to get to the core of something to understand it more. And a lot of guys aren't like that. So, I'm sorry, what's up?
I'm agreeing with you, yeah.
Okay, right. So what I'm saying is that when a woman meets a guy that is as courteous and doing everything in the approach boot camp and making her smile, making her blush, making her think, making her laugh, and all at the same time, he's an anomaly at that point because she is not used to that guy. And because she's not used to that guy, then something kicks in with her. I need to get to his core. I need to know how he operates and functions, because if I know how 98% of these guys work and I don't know how he works, I need to learn how he works. But in learning how we work, they get caught up in us because they get caught up in the emotions that they feel when they're talking to us. When they get on the phone with us, we're a breath of fresh air. We're interesting. They can't wait to talk to us because they get to laugh. They get to smile. They get to think. They get to feel nervous. They get to feel that rush of excitement. They get to go through a roller coaster ride with us, and that's the thing that becomes a drug to them, my brother.
Yeah. It's almost like if you have an interaction with them, they almost want to talk about it after more, like that's more interesting to them than anything, really. You know what I mean? Like in between. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, brother. All right, well, I got another call, but is that just
yeah,
one make a statement, brother? All right, thank you, Tito. Let me bring in Eric Code. Right. Okay, much love to you. Let me bring in Eric Code 917. 917, did you have a question, sir? Or are you just listening?
Yo, Dean, this is Black, man. I just got a recommendation real quick for something I'm watching. Kind of like the going over, like, the attitude you got to have with these women, like the assholes. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. But
I told you about Larry David.
Larry David, yeah. But lately I've been watching this show called You're the Worst. And I don't know if you ever seen that, Dean. But
I haven't seen it, bro,
you watch just two episodes of that, you know what I'm talking about. This dude Jimmy, oh my God, and he's a writer, like he writes books, and like later on down the line he uses his creativity to write like one of those you heard of what's that shit called, Gray, fucking. You know the fucking the erotica, called? Gray.
Right.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Gray, exactly. So he uses his like his his writing, like all his erotic, like he's been writing erotica since he was 11 years old, which is crazy. And so he uses that shit and like he writes his like best selling book. I'm not gonna tell the show, but you gotta like at least watch two episodes of it.
Okay.
And the main character main character's name is Jimmy, but he's an asshole. He don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. He's about himself. He gets old. I was like, yo, this show's awesome.
Yeah, they always hey listen, every TV show is gonna have something like that for everybody, but you gotta be able to read between the lines and see that, oh shit, they got one. But yes. Yeah, but that's good. I'm glad you're watching that. Hey, but have you got a chance to look at Mr. In Between?
Which one?
Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. No, I haven't seen that one.
All right, look him up. I think he's on is FX. Let me see. Mr. In Between. Wait, you got
FX?
You got DirecTV or something?
Yeah. I got FX.
Okay.
You're the Worst is on FX as well. It's on the same channel.
Right. So look up Mr. In Between.
Okay.
He's an assassin, but he's an asshole assassin. But you watch Ray Donovan?
Yes.
Another asshole. You see what I'm saying? So.
Yep.
But my favorite is Larry David. Larry just doesn't give a fuck.
I found that Larry's actually like he's polite, but he can be an asshole too. Like, you know what I mean? He's not a blatant asshole like Jim. Like, you watch You're the Worst. Like, Jimmy's a blatant asshole. Like, he don't care what you think about. Like, he'll tell you right to your face. Like, I don't care. He's more like you, Dean. He's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, why are you telling me this?
There are levels of asshole, but as long as you are being called an asshole, you're doing something right. That's how it is. Why do you think I love Ebenezer Scrooge so much? Why do you think I love Scrooge? He's a fucking asshole.
Scrooge is an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, he's straight up asshole. But that's what I'm saying, man. I connect with them because I understand where they're coming from. They just misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good people, but they just don't put up with the bullshit that most people put up with today, dog.
And that's the mindset that you gotta have with just like
everything.
not just with these women, but yeah, everything with life in general. Yeah, and
okay,
that's
so I found on it because we kind of getting on the managing your roster, your woman roster, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna talk to you real quick. Just because she's got ass and titties doesn't mean shit to me as a manager, because every woman I mess with has what? Ass and titties, right? So the question is what are you bringing to the table that is different from the next one? What are you bringing to me? Because when a lot of guys are saying, we're going to be talking about this tomorrow, women are thinking that all the time.
Yes, that's what they're looking for in us. So why wouldn't we look for the same?
But we don't look for it the same, because they remember the magic trick, misdirection, right? And what is the misdirection? What's the misdirection?
You looking at one hand, but you not focused on what's really going on in the background.
Right. You're not looking at the background, but you're so focused on what? Her body, her curves, her ass, her tits, all that shit.
Should be focused on is her mindset and how she is and what she brings to the table.
Because that's what she's focused on. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about this on Monday. They are looking at different things, but they're already strategically planning the setup. They know strategically what moves they need to make to get you at checkmate.
Women know the game. Let me tell you one. I was at the bus stop. I had to pick up my truck from the shop. And I saw this woman on the bus with her kid. She was fine, Dean. Like, earlier today when you, like, I think it was like an hour after you put out that video of the 23-year-old at Best Buy or whatever.
At Best Buy.
After I watched that video. So, I saw her on the bus with her kid, and I was like, I remember what you said. I was like, all right, so I'm going to go up to her, I basically, used the approach boot camp. Went real good. She was smiling at me. I was like, yo, I was like, yeah, just, you know, let's go out sometime. She was like, well, I can't do it today because I'm busy. I was like, yeah, just whenever you have time. She's like, no, whenever you have time, just hit me up, please. I was like, hold on, what?
Right.
that caught me by surprise too. It was like, I'm being honest with you, I'll be real. I'm not used to that shit. So I was like, okay, all right. Well,
take my number. The old black would have been like this. You would have sat on the bus. You would have looked at her. And you would be like, man, I love to fuck her. Damn, she fine.
Yeah.
Fat ass.
You right.
Damn, I had a fine bitch right. Ooh, boy, I would have fucked. I love to put my dick. Okay, then let me keep going. Beep, boop. All right, bus moving. And that's what I'm saying.
Hey, and I would have justified it because she had a kid with her. I would be like, well, she had a kid with her. She, you know what I mean? She was probably
right.
Don't want to be bothered or nothing like that. But I remember what you said.
Shit ain't about the fucking kids, man.
Exactly.
Listen, just because she's got a kid, and here's the thing that you might not know, what if it's her sister's kid or her brother's kid? What if she's babysitting?
Mm-hmm.
What if she's a nanny? I don't fucking know her situation, but I'm never going to assume. I'm never going to assume. But I'm also going to make sure that every woman I talk to, I treat based off of what they are and not what society deems them to be. That's the difference. And, man, that 23-year-old, I mean, that 23-year-old at Best Buy, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oof.
Dude. But the way you were describing it, though, I was like, damn, I was like, she's sounding bad.
She is bad, but here's the thing, though. I knew she was bad, but what did I do? I pushed the looks and shit aside, right?
Yeah, they'll make her a superwoman, like, you know what I mean?
She's a Kryptonian, but hold on. But what did I do? I listened with my eyes, and what did my eyes tell me? That this woman was having a bad day. Because everybody that was in front of me was so mad about a product they bought. You know, when you're in customer service, you got to wait at Best Buy line. You all mad because you got to wait because it seems like they're taking. It's like being at the post office. You know, it's like everybody's like slowing down and it's taking their goddamn time. It's like, this shit don't work. It's your fault. I'm wasting my time here. So they take it out on the customer. Right. So I could tell she was not smiling. Nobody made her smile, dog. And I knew all I had to do was pull out a smile and a laugh and a blush, and it was already a done dollar. It was already over because nobody else was doing that. And that's what changed the complexity of the game, dog. Oh, my God, that was so easy, man. It's so easy. It's just not fair. And it's not just – it's women. If you're just walking around Walmart, you see a woman frowning. There's no need to frown. How you doing? You're too cute to be frowning. Why are you – what's wrong? I mean, that's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that's why all this is important at the end of the day. As long as you follow what I'm showing you, but you follow it, don't follow it blindly. Follow it to see it for yourself.
Put it, take some action and actually like see it for myself. I got you.
That's what I'm doing, Dean.
That's what I'm doing. I know what you're saying.
What cable stations do you have? Like, do you ever watch The Blacklist?
The Blacklist? Nah, I never seen it.
Hold on, I missed another asshole. You ever seen Red?
Nah.
All right, Red. Okay, The Blacklist, Red is a no-nonsense asshole that's arrogant as fuck.
Okay.
The Blacklist, you got to watch The Blacklist, guys. You got to watch The Blacklist. Hattie J, how are you doing, Hattie J? Smart man. I don't know what he meant by that, but that's okay. Hattie J. But what I'm saying is that watch The Blacklist. Watch those things. But look at me. Listen. It's very important. You, what, like, do you have HBO or Showtime or anything like that?
Yeah, I got Hulu, and I got the extensions. I got Cinemax and HBO on it.
My brother, please watch this. Have you seen The Bridges of Madison County?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now, other
I've seen
than
that. I've seen that four times now. I watched it four times.
All right. Okay, now this one you got to watch. Now, this one came on Showtime. Watch The Man That Invented Christmas.
I've seen it.
Now, what did you see when you watched The Man That Invented Christmas? What did you see?
All right, so the dude, he was basically, he was a writer, just like, you know what I mean? He writing books and stuff, and he was trying to get money for his books. And he fell on hard times, like, you know what I mean? His books weren't really selling.
Right, his last three books failed. He was almost in debt.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. His books weren't really selling, so, you know what I'm saying? He put out a loan or something like that. He was like, yeah, I gotta figure out the way to make some money to make this last book count. And so he gathered all his resources to make this one book.
He had two months to put out the book. But what was he doing mentally? And see, this is what I'm talking about, sex. Like, women love adventurous men. But what was he doing with his mind? He was creating, right?
Yeah, dude, and was like, he... Everywhere he went, he was like, oh yeah, this is like, oh yeah, like you said with the names, he was like, what's your name? Oh, that's cool. I was like, oh, that's a cool name. I was like, oh, your name is Marley. Marley, that's an interesting name. Okay. Yeah, he was using everything around him was a idea he could use for his book.
Now, I don't know a woman named Hattie J, but I'm sure Hattie J said smart man. Thank you, Hattie J. Thank you. That was nice of you. But what I'm saying is,
how you know she
wants
to talk about me, Dean?
My oh,
you know what I'm saying? I was playing.
I don't know, Hattie J. What you talking about? You talking about me and this motherfucker right here? God damn it! I don't know. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Black. That is a good. I you know I like that. That was good. That was.
But yeah. But as far as the man who invented Christmas, he was using like his imagination, everything around him, I don't know how to explain it, but he was like using his creativity, everything around him was an inspiration for his book.
Right, but this is why I tell you to write. This is why I tell you to write the poetry. It all plays a role in this shit. It all plays a role. And again, when you begin to start to do it enough times, it will unlock. Because when you're doing when you're texting a woman is you're just showing her.
Oh, and he kept going back to himself too, his childhood, his way his parents were, what his dad was, way he was as a kid. It kept going back to him as well.
And we remember what his dad said to him when he was being carried off in jail. What did he say about his last name and who he was?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that was power. Yeah, so all that stuff plays a role. And like you said before, for those that didn't hear Bridges of Madison County, why did I get you to watch? What did you get from Bridges of Madison County?
Dude, I got so much from the Bridges of Madison County. Okay, so I actually bought one of your products.
Tell me. Be honest. When I told you Bridges of Madison County, you're like, what the fuck? Why would I?
Well, at first, when you first told me Bridges of Madison County, you know what I did? I was like, all right. So I got off YouTube. I was still on YouTube, so I looked up the trailer of Bridges of Madison County. I looked at it. I was like, what the hell is this? This old-ass movie.
Like,
I thought it was... I thought I was like, all right. I was trying to find a free way. I end up buying the movie, but I was trying to find a free way to watch it. But I end up buying the movie, so I can watch it as many times as I wanted.
Now, When did it hit you? When you started watching, when did it hit you that, oh, shit, Steve is on to something? When did you get all right, that
so
Steve is on?
The first time I watched it, I was like, I think I see what he's talking about. But when I did my homework, remember I told you I did my homework on the conversation class one, and I was learning things about myself. He was like, this is what you're going to use in order to talk to women, and this is what's going to make you interesting. Because no, like, regular dudes can't pull this out of themselves to make them seem, you know, interesting. There's always, oh, what do you do? Oh, you do this, oh, that's cool. Generic shit. But the thing about him, what was his name? Sorry, I forgot his name.
Clint.
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 Yeah, yeah. So Clint, he was telling stories about himself. But he was just being honest, but he told his truth, and that's what hooked the woman into him, because everything around her was so fucking bland and so boring and so fucking repetitive. She was like, this motherfucker is interesting. Like, I want to know more about this thing. That's why I was like, yo, Steve, you a genius. I got you.
How many remember boring life, boring wife, boring life, boring husband, boring boyfriend, boring date, boring guy. And then when the interesting guy comes in, right?
Yeah.
When the interesting guy comes in, game changes, right?
Yeah, there was this one thing they said he told her, she asked him about something about himself. And then she took it back. She was like, well, you don't want to tell me. That's cool. I know you don't want to, you know. He was like, well, if you don't, you think a man is tired of talking about himself, bitch, you have not been out. Like, what's, like, which was kind of funny to me. I was like, oh, shit.
No, I tell you that that's all I do when I talk to women, is talk about me.
But the thing is, dudes don't talk about themselves. They want to know what
right.
about the female. They
right. so busy asking her a million questions that they're not interested enough to talk. You should be. That's where the conversation class, the homework comes in at, because that's what I'm pulling out of you. Your story.
Yeah.
You have so many stories to tell. You just don't know how to tell them. But
you're a genius.
Always,
y'all better listen to this motherfucking man, bro.
So then keep going with Bridget. So then he started telling that shit. So then what happened, dog?
So he's telling her about himself and everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Everything's getting more intimate, more sex. She was like, he's so interesting. I don't want him to leave. So she kept offering, like, you want to come inside? You want some tea? You want some dinner? You want some, what do you want? You want to stay over?
Now, how does that tie into today? Think about this for a second. I'm going to connect that dot. That's all I'm trying to tell you. See, I just want to talk to you. Don't connect the dot now. See, that's how it is when you're texting a woman. See, when you become interested. Why do you think I always play the clip of the woman in the shower? Because when you become so interesting to a woman, she can't even take a shower without waiting for your response, because your response is something that she's not used to hearing. And it's something brand new. She doesn't know what it's going to be. She doesn't know where it's going to take. You see what I'm saying? But that's what you see right there is the same thing that can happen right now. When a woman is really interested in you and really into you, she can't wait for your text messages, because every message is its own bottle of emotions that can erupt in her. But go ahead, continue. So what happened? She kept offering over inside. So go ahead. Then
She wanted some more of Clint. She wanted, like, more and more and more. Every time he would give her some, she was like, She'll go, okay, like, I need to know more. So, hey, you need to stay over here a little bit longer so I can see what's really going on. it went from just having some tea to staying over and having dinner.
How many days did it take Clint to do something with
it? It only took one day. It was the first night. The first night when it hit.
Wait, real quick. You remember, this is a woman who's been with her man for, what, 13, 14 years, right?
She was like, he asked her, he was like, how long you been married? She had to count a long time. I don't know.
Right. And you say how long it took Clint? I mean, a day, huh? What happened?
A day.
Well, tell her what happened.
But this dude, like, he, I don't know, like, it, this shit's, like, almost too easy for him. Like, he was just being himself, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then he just smashed. She was like, she was, like, okay, from the dinner, she was like, do you want to stay over for dinner? So he was washing up, you know, doing a little thing, washing up. She was watching him from the window, like, this, look at this motherfucker, like, he was, like, I was like, yo. She was putting on her little earrings. She was making herself cute. She was pushing up her little bra. So I was like, yo, what the?
She's trying to get herself sexy for him, right? So then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
So, all right. So after the dinner, they was they were talking. He was talking more about himself. You know, they were laughing or whatever, drinking, having fun. They went for a walk, then came back. Then they had dance. Then they were dancing to slow music, and he was like, they were like, hold on. When he had offered her the drink, she was acting. When they came back from the walk, she was acting kind of funny, and he was like, "Yeah, hey, you know, you ain't doing nothing wrong, right? Nothing you can't tell your kids about." Well, he's a smooth motherfucker, man. That's a smooth motherfucker. But I ain't gonna lie to you.
Keep going.
That's a smooth motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? So after that, they started dancing. And when he started dancing with her, when they locked eyes, but that was it. He was like, hey, you want me to stop? You better tell me, right? Goddamn.
That exactly right.
and that was a wrap from there.
But you know what that means? I want you to make the conscious decision to allow me in, like I always tell you. You don't force your way in. You want her to want you to come in. You don't force your way in. You want her to come in. So then what happened, dog?
Shit, he got the booty, man. That was the shit. It was the rap from there. But,
let's get to the tail end when he was at the table drinking his coffee, and she was good. You see how she was going on?
Okay.
She was all like, okay, yeah, tell us over there. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in the morning time, you know what I'm saying? They've been messing around for a couple of days. They all got comfortable. She on the phone with her friends and shit, fixing his collar. He eating breakfast like it's his house. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo. This is like, well, all in a day and a half. Like, this is his house. He can have whatever he wants. Like, it was whatever.
Keep going. So then what happened then? All
right, so I believe, let me see when
it was
they,
the time, you know, he's about to be, it's almost time for him to go, because he's about to roll.
Okay. Oh yeah, so this was she started to get a little bit upset. She was like, when you gonna write me, you know what I mean? You let me know what the procedure is, so I don't step on no toes. I don't know how you want to deal with. I don't know how many other women you got, so I don't want to, you know. I just want to make sure.
Right. Hey guys, I hope y'all hear this shit. I hope y'all hear this shit. Wait, you remember that? I keep telling you, when they want you, they're going to start asking you about other women because she knows that you a smooth motherfucker. And, hey, what was Clint doing while she was talking this shit? What was she was getting all out of sorts? What was Clint doing?
He was just playing the late. He was laid back. He was just chilling. He was like, hey, this is what it is. I told you I'm not the type of guy to be, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he played it off smooth. He was like, hey, I told you what it was. I'm not, you know what I mean? I have friends, you know what I mean? I'm not the type of guy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Want to know why she accepted it? Because she went back to the when they were in the tub, when they were dancing at the bar, when they was at the fucking bridge. She took all those moments, right? And she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to lose this guy. Now, what did Clint do after that? What did Clint do after that? Now, it's time
Clint was like, hey, this your chance. You want to come with me? We can go. We can go right now. You pack your shit. Let's dip.
right. Let's dip. But remember, before that, while she was folding his clothes and shit, she was all like, "Oh my God, I'm about to lose the drug. I'm about to lose the cocaine. I ain't gonna be able to smoke."
Yeah. Oh, she started having withdrawals and shit.
Remember, she was all antsy and shit. Remember, Clint was at the table, sipping his coffee, eating his breakfast. Mm-hmm. She was behind him, just, you know, do I start an argument with him? What do I do? You know what I mean? Went up there, folded his clothes. Then what happened? Tell me, what happened after that?
Hold on. I'm trying to remember.
So Clint said, I'm going to meet you. I'm going to be at this spot, right?
Yeah.
And then she was in the car with her husband, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was raining. She was reaching for the door, right? She was reaching for the door.
Oh, okay. So they was at the light. They was at the light,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So there was a... her and her husband had went to the store to get some stuff, but she didn't know he was still in town.
Right.
Boy had rolled up on the other side of the street, but it was raining. She had peeked over. She saw Clint Boy standing in the rain. She was like, oh my God, this might be my chance. At the last moment when she was about to get out, her husband had got in the car, got in the truck, and they had started to pull off. They had got behind Clint at the light.
Yeah.
They got behind Clint at the light. Old boy was like, oh yeah, that must be the fella everybody's talking about.
Right, in town. Everybody's talking about.
Yeah, that must be the new fella everybody's talking about.
And when he pulled off, remember he pulled off? Hard sunk all the way to her ankles.
Yeah, because they was waiting for a minute. He was like, I wonder what he's waiting on. And she grabbed that handle, boy, and she was like, oh, my. She was like, do I do it?
And then, what did she do as soon as she got out of the car? So as soon as they went home, she went into the house crying. She was done.
Yep. When they pulled off, she started crying. When he left her sight, when he turned left and then left her view of sight, but the tears started coming. He was like, "What's wrong? Please tell me what's the matter." But she just lost her fucking soul, nigga. That's what's wrong.
Hey, she lost her mind, but then when she remember when she got to when he died and he had that book, you remember she took her glasses off, she's looking out the window.
Yeah.
Hey, God, why do I but Black, I want you to tell them. Why do I try to tell them about Bridges of Madison County in today's world? Why do I tell them about that? Mm. Why do you think I tell them? Why do you think I tell them to watch that show?
Because it's even though it's an old movie, it's nothing changed about the actual woman. The woman is the same.
Yes.
They yes. have the same emotions back then, and they got the same emotions right goddamn now. So it's the same shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, see, if people don't understand, women are emotional driven. Mm-hmm. And the secret of the sauce is that they are going through boring relationships, boring guys, boring texting, boring husbands, boring living, and all this other stuff. And all you got to do is just be a pinch of excitement, a pinch of difference. And you're going to hook her in because you are an anomaly in a world of zombified, grass-eating lions who are scared of women.
Yep.
And they don't even see that shit. But they got this Uncle Dean. That's what I've been telling y'all, man.
Hey, I was blind too, D, but you showed me the way. You showed me.
I seen it right there,
Madison County, with Bridges, Madison County. I seen it with my own eyes.
That's why I try to tell guys all the time, I'm trying to get y'all to see it and taste it and see how it is. It doesn't matter what year the movie is, men were men. And when a woman is with a boring guy or a woman has had boring relations, like I was telling the guys about the Best Buy. I didn't ask when she works. I didn't ask her that. She told me.
She was trying to let you know. She was like, hey, I get out this time. You know what I mean? You're coming back this way. You know what I mean? I'll be here at 8.
I didn't even ask her if she goes home and she's by herself. But she did that to tell me that she thinks, man, dude, I keep telling y'all, all y'all got to do is watch the movies I'm showing y'all. I'm connecting the dots. I'm showing y'all things nobody else is showing y'all. But I'm showing you that they tell you in movies, and that's life. All that stuff we talk about, that's what happens when you know what you're doing. Women, Black, they don't
yep.
they think I'm crazy when I tell them that we're in a world where women, now wait, let me check this out. Look at how crazy I sound. In a world of feminism, the world of Me Too, the world of the single mother, the world of the government, and the world of family court, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women going to throw themselves at fucking men. Can never believe that.
That's why they have this whole feminism shit. So they can be able, so they can feel the guilt free, so they can have a guilt free reason to be as slutty as they motherfucking want to be, without judgment.
Right,
that's the whole point
of
this feminism shit.
Right, but these guys see it as a negative. See, these guys are not used to women. I mean, women have become more aggressive, number one, right? But if you are always bitching about women or scared of women, you'll never be able to be in a position where a woman throws herself at you. And I don't mean throw herself like sexually, but I'm saying is most women have tons of guys, and that's the truth. A lot of women have tons of guys. Choice.
Yeah, they got options.
Tons and tons of options. But, and I've been always, dude, this is why I love Homie Fire. This is why I love, there are two calls up a play that I love the most. This is why I love this one the most. Well, there's two of them. Well, there's really three of them. This is why I love this most. Because most guys aren't even getting these kind of messages. Now, listen to the excitement in her voice. And then listen to the sadness in her voice when she can't get in touch with the person. I mean,
end of skipping. Urgent message.
Well, as a sign for the kind, I guess you're not up and at him yet. This is me. You may call me to get the message. All right? Thanks. Bye.
Skipping. Urgent message.
Trying to get in line to call you. It's been, like, so problematic for some reason tonight. I can't get a dial tone to call you. So this is, like, my fourth location, and the phone went through. I couldn't talk earlier because it was right there. So if you haven't gone to sleep, call me back. Thanks. Bye. Just wanted to say goodnight.
Listen, listen. Listen.
End of message. Eight. Urgent message.
Hi. I hate that your phone keeps rejecting me. You must have a really bad connection. Anyway, I don't know. It's 11:42. It's not even late. So if you're not asleep, call me back. All right. Bye.
See that? See that right there?
Yeah.
See that right there? This is,
she couldn't get that drug no more. She couldn't get that drug no more. She didn't have access to it.
But let's hear, like, the Bridges of Madison County when they feel like they're about to lose the drug.
Mm-hmm.
Most women are like, well, I'm about to play this, watch this. Most women, when they with boring guys and they done with you, they just, all right, bye. Goodbye. I don't care. Whatever. Bye. I don't want you, bye. I mean, they just cut you off, right?
Yeah.
Listen to the cracked out person that's cracked out and doesn't want to lose the drug. Listen to this.
Check this out.
Chris, urgent message.
Like, your phone cut me off, and I know that if you wanted to talk to me, you would, and you would make a way. So because you're not doing that, I can only look at it as, you know, you're upset, and it is fine if you want to be upset, but I was never upset with you. It's just you just jumped to that conclusion about everything, and it's just, you want to talk about disappointment. I mean, really, where was I when you did that to me? I totally did not give up on you. I mean, you got to give people time to work things out and understand that, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot that I'm dealing with here. Honestly, it's a lot that I'm dealing with. And, you know, maybe you don't get it. Maybe you don't understand that I'm dealing with a whole lot here. But that's what it is. And if you can't be understanding of that in terms of where I am, then maybe, yes, it should be the end. And you should do what you're doing right now, which is ignoring me and getting mad. Fine, you didn't speak to me, and you think I didn't do anything deliberately to upset you or whatever. Heck, all I know is that, you know, I'm giving you some space. You know, I told you I felt like I was a distraction. I'm giving you space. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I'm confused. And so that was the way I chose to deal with it. But the way you're treating me right now is like you're doing it because you're going like tit for tat. And that's just not even cool. Anyway, call me when you get this message. I really want to hear your voice. I really need to talk to you. And I need to talk to you. So call me and don't be acting like that towards me. That's probably the situation, how you normally deal with it, but that's just not going to work. So formulate your thoughts. Processing and all that, whatever you need to do, and call me because I want to talk to you. I'm so falling in love, and it's not a good thing because I know that this is ultimately not going to end. It's not going to happen. So I need to talk that through with you. I need to express that to you, okay? And if I haven't said enough already, that's just where I am. So that you know. Bye.
Yo, I never heard a woman justify herself that much.
Right, but That's the point I'm trying to make to y'all guys that they ain't used to hear. See, they're not even used to hearing a woman say no. They're used to hearing, well, please, will you think about it? Have you thought about it yet? Well, why are you being this way? That is coming from the guys doing that shit. They've never been in a position where a woman is not only trying to justify things, but she's trying to save face on one hand, but she can't separate her emotions from the fact that she's in love and she don't want to lose the guy. You know, she's trying to say, okay, but I don't want to. I'm going to step one foot in and one foot out, kind of do that hokey pokey shit. But why? But guys, this is the creme de la creme. Why would a woman send messages like that to a guy? This is why right here.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, let me leave your ass alone. I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know. I ain't going to lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about.
See that?
I won't lie, you know.
Yeah.
But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you going to do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like, do I need to look you
up? See, so check this out, brother. Now, check this out. Mm-hmm. What guys get messages like that? Think about this. What guys get messages like that? Women don't send those kind of messages to any old kind of guy. Admitting submission?
Nope.
Kissing the ring? Taking the knee? Most guys don't get that kind of shit. Why? Because most guys are kissing her ass. Well, can we please go out this weekend? Is it okay? Have you thought about it? Why won't you go out? Baby girl, let's go out. Let's go out. Let me take you to dinner. Let's go out. Let's go out. Let's go out. Let me take you out. Come on, girl. Why aren't you talking to me? Why are you ignoring me? Why are you doing me like this? Come on, dude. But this is what I'm talking about. It's like this is straight up Bridges type shit. Because the problem with a lot of these guys out there, they don't believe in themselves. This has nothing to do with women. That's the point. But what you do see is women recognizing a real passionate man that has his shit together mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Not, nothing to do with his job. Nothing to do with his car. Did you hear anything about car jobs or anything like that? No. It was only about what you're doing to me on a mental basis.
He was giving her that drug so strong to where, like, she had to figure out more and more and more about her. Every layer she peeled back, it was like a new fucking exciting thing about him to where she was just blown away. And that's what I gotta learn from you.
What I'm trying to say is that in order for you to get on the street, you've got to start doing things different than you're doing right now, because what you're doing right now has got you in a position of taking her straps, of her deciding when she wants to go out, where she wants to go out. She's making all the fucking decisions. Not only making the decisions, she's putting you off. She's bullshitting with you, playing games with you, because she can. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. She can do that. And a lot of people cannot accept the fact that they're the ones that's at fault here. This has nothing to do with the woman. Because like I said, at the end of the day, a woman is going to do what you allow her to do. But if you are not exciting, if you are not fun, if you can't make her laugh, if you can't make her smile, and you can't make her feel a certain way by what? Being you. By presenting who you are about, not what you got. Okay, remember, this ain't about I got money, I got cars and all the other stuff, because that doesn't matter, because like I keep telling y'all guys, all right, and again, guys, this is what I'm talking about. I show y'all guys right here, live on air. It doesn't matter if her body is with you, motherfucker. It doesn't matter if she's up under you, living with you, or dating you. If her mind is not with you, then you are the problem, and you can't blame her. Because just like Bridges of Madison County, he didn't know. A lot of y'all guys just don't know how to be romantic. Y'all think just because you put a ring on her fucking finger and a roof over her head and give her a little bit of food that you would be special? Let a Clint Eastwood motherfucker roll up and see how special you are. When you get a message like this, I'm sorry, I got the old girl's, Hattie, I gotta take your message off, girl. Sorry, I like that. But what I'm saying is, when you get a message like this, don't respond. But I just wanted you to know that you're on my mind. And think about that. Did he ask for it? Did he beg your woman to say that shit? No. Because women like that know that guys like this has options, and they gotta keep them on his mind. Does that make any sense, Black? They gotta do things to keep the. I gotta. What can I do to keep me on his mind or be in his thoughts? You see what I'm saying? What can I do?
And she's trying to separate herself from the crowd so she can get more of that drug.
Ryan, she's trying to get that drug. Oh, wait, I got to record Saturday Night Live. My dog Eddie Murphy's going to be. I'm going to be in Vegas, so I got to record Eddie Murphy. Hold on, I already set that shit up. Eddie Murphy going to be on Saturday Night Live finally. Gumby and Buckwheat. Everybody ain't never seen Gumby and Buckwheat and shit. But anyway, now I gotta record that shit. I'm setting my shit up. But no, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks, see, people can't accept what I'm saying because they've never been in a position to have women want them. See how crazy even the word comes out of my mouth sound? A woman wanting you.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy. That shit sounds crazy as fuck. But
yeah, cause you're not getting a lot of females, just like, you know what I mean, just like I am. Like that shit, when you first told me, like, hey, when you get women that want to be with you, like they're banging down your door just to get a little piece of what you got, you know what I mean, just like these women that you're playing right now, you hearing that, like, women send you that shit, women send you texts like that, like, I just wanted to tell you that I'm thinking about you and shit like that. That shit sounded crazy as fuck to me.
Right.
I didn't know that shit was possible.
Right, but the reason why it sounds crazy as fuck, because so many of y'all guys don't believe in yourselves to a point where you believe it can happen to you. A lot of people don't believe in that. A lot of people feel like, no, this is there's no way that it can happen to me. There's no way that I can get women to want me. Look at me. I'm too short. I'm too fat, or I'm too ugly. I don't have enough money. And I'm believing the stories of everybody else telling me I got to get my credit together. I got to get a car. I got to get a nice job. So I'm just not worthy enough of her wanting me. Man, let me tell you something. That's the thing that separates us. And that's why I always try to tell you this. It's the separation. The separation is the most important thing. I want to be separate from all you. I don't want to play by your fucking rules. Wait a second, Tyler.
Exactly.
Wait, let me see. Wait, let me make sure, Tyler, you just listening, right? Let me see, Tyler. Tyler, you didn't have no question, did you, Tyler? Okay, he just listened. All right, throw him back in. Tyler just told me. Okay, I just saw him on it. But no, what I'm saying is that I'm not trying to be mythical here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, what a lot of guys will say is that that's not true because women aren't that way. No, they're not that way to your fucking ass. Because ask yourself the question, what makes you so special? And that's a question that a lot of guys don't want to ask the question. A lot of guys don't want to ask that question. Because if you listen to a lot of guys that complain, what makes you so special? Because isn't it odd? Have you ever heard me complain? Big Dog, have you ever heard me complain?
No.
Why don't I complain? There ain't no reason to complain. Because I'm in the middle of my fucking life. What am I to complain about? What is there to complain about? Tell me.
But, yo, Dean, check this out. Even though, like you said, to get those women to do all those things, I want women. Not only do I want to see voicemails just like that in my inbox. Not only do I want to see text messages like that women are sending. I want to be on that part of the game to where. The gigolo status, like you were doing. This is what I want. So I'm and that's why I'm following you. I'm gonna get like real deep into this shit, like to where trying to get like gigolo status.
Right, but I'm telling you, it's the problem though. Are you willing to be alone? Are you willing to lose friends?
I'm already alone, D. I'm already alone.
Well, I'm just saying, it's, man, are you willing to deal with women crying, wanting to kill themselves and shit? It's not just getting the woman. There's a lot to this because you gotta, I've never taken a drug. But I've seen the effects of how powerful drugs can be. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys don't know the effects of a woman that is emotional or has met somebody that has opened up. Like, look at Bridges of Madison County. We can say that she had world is flat thinking when it came to sex. Boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
But did you notice that she noticed more, that there was more about, she learned, was starting to learn more about herself, the more sexually open she got? I mean, think about that. Do you think she took a bath with her husband? You think she ever took a bath with her man like she did with Clint?
Oh, yeah. She was thinking like, oh, yeah, everything that the more that I think about him, the more erotic thoughts that I have, like, the shower, like he was just here minutes before and shit like that. She is so, I got you.
But that's the point I'm trying to make. But the thing that I want to say before we do wrap all this up is this.
Yeah.
Is that you can't cross over to the other side if all you're doing is complaining about one side. It is okay to acknowledge. Like, there was a time, let me give you an example real quick, and this is how sad they are. When the Amazon guy got a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the going excuse to hate women more? She doesn't deserve that money, right?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't deserve that money. right? But the truth be known, if you ever have a business, motherfuckers, that if a person takes one piece of fucking paper and files it for the business, they are going to get compensated. But what happened was, what people don't understand was, she was one of the reasons why Amazon took off. Now, he came up with Amazon, but without her help, Amazon wouldn't have taken off the way it did. But these guys didn't want to look at that. They want to look at, well,
fact that she's a woman and a wife.
That is the fact that she's a woman and the fact that, oh, man, she's going to be the richest thing. See what I told you? She's going to take half his shit. But here's the thing. If he started a business, see, this is what I always tell you guys. If you start a business and you are married, before you even start the business, you need to go ahead and get with a lawyer and start protecting the assets of the business before you get it off the ground. And for a lot of people out there, they don't do it. A lot of people don't think. But it's not. Listen, he ain't mad because he knew this, but everybody else didn't know that. She helped this business grow. She was the reason this shit got off the ground. But they were married, motherfucker. There was no prenup. They were married. They had nothing. Remember, they let everything go, got in a raggedy-ass car, and then they drove to Seattle or whatever. They didn't have nothing. They started with nothing. They accumulated this. So I'm not, listen, it's fucked up, but what does it got to do with y'all now? They don't want to hear that shit. What does his situation got to do with you? You ain't got no company. You ain't married to no woman. Matter of fact, you ain't even fucking dating a motherfucking woman. So what does that got to do with you, y'all? Think about that shit. That's a y'all mean perspective.
That's what I be saying, dude.
That's some real shit, but see, but I'm saying. That's why did you ever hear me complain about it? No, because there's nothing to complain about. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Man.
That's why I feel when motherfuckers be complaining about, all this, like you said, the Me Too movement, the women that's doing this, they don't care, they're doing this. Bro, okay, I understand what you're saying. What's that got to do with you?
What's it got to do with me?
Yeah, the millionaire with the lady that inserted herself with took the condom out of the trash
and inserted herself.
Was going off on that, if that happened to me, I'd kill that bitch, or that happened. See, this is why women
you wouldn't kill her. You wouldn't kill her at all. But see, where he went wrong, if you worth that money, you need to tie it up, put it in your pocket, and you leave with that. You just don't leave it in the trash can. Come on, man. You got all those millions, or I don't know how much money you got. I don't know how much money it's worth, but you don't just do that with just anybody, man. Dude, there's a song that my boy sent me. I always tell you that. I mean, it's a little inside joke between us. But it's called, the song, write this song down. It's called The Long Ranger. The song is called The Long Ranger by Oscar Brown. The Long Ranger by Oscar Brown. It's about the Long Ranger. But Tonto keep telling, what you mean me? Why? Like, Long Ranger keep saying, hey, look, you and me, we got to do what we can, man. We got to. I need your help. Them Tonto look at me like, what you mean me, white man? You know what I mean? But why did he say that? Because your problems are your problems. Your problems ain't my problems. Just because you in danger, tell me I'm in danger.
Exactly.
But you can't compare what you do to what I do. Because I am not, listen. If there's a great cloud over your head and everything go wrong with you, why would I believe the world is bad because it's coming from your perspective? Why would I believe that? But why would I even listen enough to care? I wouldn't care what you think.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's you.
But that's the truth where a lot of people go wrong.
You gotta be single. That's why I feel what you're saying. You gotta be single minded. Like you can't let people influence you to where you feeling like the shit happening to you. Like how your shit happening to me? That don't make no sense.
Well, but that's where common sense comes at. But again, remember, what is driving it? It's the ego that's driving this.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be what they want to be, but you create what they are based off of how you feel about yourself, and that's what a lot of people don't want to. They don't want to fucking admit that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm about to wrap this up because I got to finish laying down the final tracks of the song so I can get the poems up. I got to record two of them. I got to finish A Candle in the Window and A Piece of Me. So I'm gonna try to get those done tonight, and have those things uploaded. So I'm gonna start working on that right now. So
I'm gonna check that shit out too. I wrote down a long ranger. What was that other show you told me about? It was like Black Line or something like that.
Oh no, the Blacklist. It's called the Blacklist.
Blacklist. All right, I'm gonna write that shit down too.
Yeah, his name.
And
I think you got Netflix.
Nah, I don't got Netflix. I just got Hulu.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I got Hulu. I got all that shit. Okay, well, I think the Blacklist is on it too. But yeah, just look up the Blacklist, and you'll see Red. Red's a criminal, but Red is he's arrogant. He's foofy, but he'll kill your ass in a hot second. Red is shit.
You.
I love it. Yeah, so I'm
gonna check it out. Do me a favor though. Check out You're the Worst.
All right. I will look up You're the Worst.
Just watch two episodes of it, Dean. I swear.
I will look that. Wait, where's the FX?
Yeah, it's on FX. It's called You're the Worst.
You know what? As we're speaking, I'm gonna pull up FX right now, and we'll pull up. So watch the first two episodes. Am I correct? The first two?
Yes. And immediately you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. So have you got Mr. In Between? Have you seen Mr. In Between?
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh shit! I need to write that.
Write that down. Mr. In Between. Yeah, it's like he's Australian or some shit. Yeah, but he's a straight up asshole. But he's an assassin. Who doesn't give a fuck? So make sure you check that out. Okay?
Gotcha. Got it.
All right, man. So we're about to wrap this up. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling in, guys. Y'all want to fuck with me, holler at your boy, manmindset@gmail.com. Send me an email. But also, guys, tomorrow we got a good show. Starts at 8 o'clock. We'll try to knock it at 8. I've got what we're going to be talking about right here. Wrote it this morning. So we're going to be talking about the four things that women go through, what they think about, what goes through their head when they meet you. We're going to be discussing that and why it is important that you be one of the three. And we're going to talk about the three things. But this is what gives them the advantage over you based off when you come scared. But there's certain things that you do that make them automatically put you in a category. So we're definitely going to discuss that, okay? Lorenzo, I'm sorry my Rams beat your bitch ass cow. I mean, my cows beat your bitch ass Rams. Excuse me. But anyway, guys, don't even get with me. I'm going to try to go ahead and lay those tracks for those two things, finish up the work on it. I'm going to finish up the work on it and try to get it out tonight. So it's 12. So I'm going to try to spend the next 2.5 hours working on this. I'm going to try to work on this and put it out this morning. So I'm going to try to get those out, okay? So it's going to be A Piece of Me, and I'm going to be working on Piece of Me, and I'm going to be working on A Candle in the Window. So I promise y'all to have those out. So I'm going to go ahead and work on those right now, guys. And like I say, man, y'all need to get me. We're going to have a show tomorrow, so make sure y'all around. We'll chop that up, guys. I appreciate you all. Guys, I'm the Dean. If you need to get me, you know how to get at me. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. Always remember, think about the graveyard. Everybody there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, thank you so much. Y'all have a good night, and we will see you tomorrow at 1:30 East. We do a Ryan with the Dean 1:30 East, and then 8 East. We should be kicking off. It should be 8 East, maybe 8:30. Between that time, we'll be kicking off a Red Pill Mindset show. So until then, guys, we will see you later. Peace.